Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Scott, Dr. Scott French is joining us because Jesse's out of town. Dr. Scott French, thanks again for joining us here on the Terry and Jesse Show.
Thanks so much, Terry.
Oh, you're a good man. We're going to be talking, folks, about the most important thing in life, how to get to heaven, and it's going to be on the Holy Eucharist and how to overcome fear of death. This is going to be a special show, folks, because we're going to take the second hour that's normally with the Bible with the Barbers. So you'll be able to get 2 hours of programming today if you get our app by going to vmpr.org. That way, if it's not on your network that you're listening to, you can still hear it on the phone or on your computer, the vmpr.org. But before we get to that issue of fear of death and what is truth and the Eucharist, I'd like to give some soul food. That's what we always talk about, the gospel as being soul food. And so I'm going to read the gospel, and then I'm going to have Dr. Scott French give his take on that reading. And when you hear his source of where he's getting this from, you're going to say, I got to get that app. So you'll hear about that. So let's go ahead, open up your Bibles to Luke chapter 11, verse 15 to 26. So a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, by the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons. Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, this is the really important part, every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and a house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do you own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor of which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through the arid regions searching for rest. But finding none of it, it says, I shall return to my home from which I came. But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits, more wicked than himself, who move in and dwell there, and the last condition of man is worse than the first. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dr. Scott, I'm telling you, this scripture for today's Mass, I mean, my jaw dropped. It was so beautiful. Let me have your take on this reading, and how do we apply it to us for today?
It definitely applies to what's going on today in the world, in the United States right now.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, there's this really powerful app. It's called Daily Scripture, Living Word, and it is all the church fathers and their take on the gospel reading.
Awesome.
Day by day, summary of what the church fathers say. So, for example, in this, it says that St. Augustine of Hippo says that our lives have a God-shaped void that only God can fill.
Amen.
If we attempt to leave it vacant or fill it with something else, which is not God, we will end up being a worse state in the end. And so that's one aspect. And then also later on down in this, it's a quote. There's always a daily quote also from early church fathers. So there's several areas in this where the church fathers are weighing in on these readings. And Jesus has conquered Satan, and that's by Cyril of Alexandria, who was in 360, 376 to 444.
Wow.
Jesus has conquered the ruler of this world, having, so to speak, hamstrung him and stripped him of the power he possessed. Because remember, he had to free us from from sin and death.
Sure.
We're going to talk about death, both sin and death. He says a strong man being armed guards his house. But when one or stronger comes along, he takes away his armor and then he divides his spoil. This is a plain demonstration of the type of matter depicted after the manner of human affairs. Before the coming of the Savior, Satan was in great power, driving and shutting up his own flocks that were not his own, but belonging to God overall. He was like some voracious and insolent robber, which is, again, what we're seeing in today's world.
Oh, yeah.
Attacking him, having become man, all the goods have been plundered and his spoil divided. Those of old who have been ensnared by him in ungodliness and error have been called by the holy apostles to acknowledgement of the truth that has been brought near to God the Father by his faith in Son. And we're going to talk a lot later in this talk about the truth, how we have lack of truth in our modern culture, and we have to get back to the truth.
Well said. I really appreciate your commentary. And again, the app that you're getting is Daily Scripture. Is it Living Word?
Yeah, and it has a picture of the Bible on it.
So the
app is called Daily Scripture, but it also has Living Word, and you see a picture of
Perfect.
Open Bible.
Download that app. These are resources that are out of this world. All right, let's bring the smartest guy into the room, Archbishop Fulton Sheen. Full Sheen ahead, as I say. And don't forget, we have a new YouTube channel called Full Sheen Ahead. You can get all the quotes of Fulton Sheen by that. And I really would like you to like it so that we can get Bishop Sheen's writings into more people's heads. You know, here's what he says. There is nothing that so much undermines the minds of people as the loss of the meaning of life. After all, if we do not know why we are here, why go on living? You know, Dr. Scott, I have to tell you, that quote really hits us today because we have suicide going rampant. It's up every year. It seems to be going up. We have a lot of people living a life that are so scared regarding COVID-19, and they think that all they have is what they see in front of them, this life. And so they really don't understand that we were meant to be with God for all eternity.
Right. Yeah. So it's not only this loss of purpose, and we'll get into all that as we talk about the suicide rate and all the other things have gone on. It's also this idea that this life is all there is.
Yeah.
We've lost the sense of the eternal.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're going to focus on today, is that we're really eternal beings and we shouldn't fear physical death because this is just passing. Our destination is in heaven. This is just a way station for us.
Yeah.
And we've lost that sense. In the earlier years, people would sing on their way to martyrdom because they knew there was a better life on. When they had the pandemic in the fifth century in Rome, where 70% to 90% of the people died.
Wow.
They would still attend a mass. They didn't close down the churches.
No.
They still had Eucharistic processions. And while the pagans fled, the Christians would stay behind and take care of the sick. And so look where we are today. We're acting like the pagans. We're fleeing.
And
we're not standing up against, you know, because we all, our bodies all die, but there really is a resurrection. And that's what they knew. We have forgotten that.
And I think, Doctor, that we need to ask Jesus Christ for more faith every day. I think one of the things that we're lacking in our church and in the world is people don't really believe that Jesus will take care of us, and that God is bigger than us, that we have to do it ourselves, and that's just not going to work. I mean, as you said, life is short, eternity is forever, but do we really believe that? And if we don't, ask Jesus Christ for more faith, because it doesn't come unless you ask for it. It's a gift. And I tell people that because so many times people say, well, I wish I could believe like you. Well, I mean, go visit Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Receive the graces before our Eucharistic King, especially today. It's a Friday. Make a visit to the church. You know, pray your rosary in front of the Blessed Sacrament. There are graces there waiting for you, but so many of us don't actually use that as a practice because we don't know. Oh, one more quick note too, everybody. Go to CatholicRC.org. We have a lot of downloads there for you to get information on the faith, whether it's Dr. Scott Hahn, Bishop Sheen. Right now I have the download for free. People can go to vmpr.org, a priest retreat called Called and Chosen by Archbishop Sheen. Download that, and this week, and give it to your priest and say, Father, you might like this retreat by Archbishop Sheen. We want to build our fathers up too. Yeah, they work very hard, the priests at our parish, and sometimes they need their own retreats, and I can't think of a better one to give than Archbishop Sheen. And there's also the Life is Worth Living by Archbishop Sheen on our website there at vmpr.org. That is 50 half-hour shows. And if you want to make a donation, great, but it's not necessary. If you're not in a position to support us financially, well, then support us with your prayers. Pick up the Sheen CDs. It's actually a download. It's free. If you want to make the donation, that's fine. When we come back from this break, I have Dr. Scott French here with us, and we're going to be talking about the fear of death, what is truth. And also, I want to mention something, folks. I'm going to ask him a question regarding children and the vaccine. You won't want to miss it. This is an important question to ask for mom and dad, especially if you're in California. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. Yeah, I say I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. And if hope was money, I'd be a billionaire. Stay with us, family.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Actually, Jesse's out of town today. Dr. Scott French is filling in for Jess Romero. And yesterday was that big feast day, Our Lady of Victory, Our Lady of the Rosary. And Dr. Scott wants to talk a little bit about the battle that took place there and how it relates to us today, centuries later. So, Dr. Scott, tell us about Lepanto.
So, in October 7th, 1571, the Battle of Lepanto, where there was a change of events due to the praying of the Rosary.
Yes.
And we defeated the Muslim army, the Muslim navy, that was going to probably overwhelm Europe. And at that time, the Protestants did not engage with us, and that really had it gone the other way, that would have been the fall of Europe at that time.
Oh, yeah.
What's interesting is now we have an October 7th, 2021, I would call it the Battle of Lepanto Reimagined.
Amen.
And instead of a battle with swords and guns and boats, it is it's a battle against the demonic fear of death,
amen,
anger, hatred, and division we see that's spawned by the darkness of Satan. So we are fighting evil. So just like in 1571, we are fighting powers and principalities, just like St. Paul says in Ephesians 6:12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, against the directors of this world of darkness, against the spirits of wickedness in high places. And what does God say about evil? What is about Satan? You are of your father. He's talking about the Pharisees, the devil. And you will carry out the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he did not stand in the truth because the truth is not in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks it from his own self. He is a liar and the father of lies. And are we not seeing lies
big time
in every aspect of our world right now, and particularly in medicine right now, about this fear of death and COVID, which we'll get into in a second?
Mm-hmm.
It's a war against the truth.
Yes.
The truth of the church that Jesus Christ founded, the truth of the resurrection, which we have medical evidence of now, truth against the truth of the real presence of the Eucharist, which, again, we have medical evidence of. Two-thirds of Catholics don't believe in the real presence. You know, that God is truly with us every day. The truth that men and women are equal in dignity but complementary, not the same.
Yeah.
The truth that without Christianity, darkness prevails. So, for example, in the pagan days, there were cultures that had child sacrifices, and that disappeared where Christianity was established. And yet today, we have returned to that. We now sacrifice 3,000 children a day.
Oh, through abortion.
So the truth is that families, civilization will not survive without families. And look what's happened to the families. So, but again, we are, you know, we are blessed to be alive at this time.
Oh, yeah.
And we are called by the Holy Spirit to work with God in defeating Satan in our day and time. When we have the free will to choose to work with him or not, it's, you know, it's up to us. God doesn't need us, but he wants us to participate in him. And, you know, God has already claimed the victory. We're just the mop-up action, and we keep forgetting that.
I love it. And, you know, Dr. Scott, I think of St. Henry Newman when he said, God has given you, each of us here, a particular job he hasn't given to anyone else. And when we think about he brought you into this century, at this time of history, to do a job, when you know that that is happening in your life, you need to embrace that and say, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? I want to do your will. You'll give me the grace to do it. And that's what you're really doing, Dr. Scott, because of your work with the with Father Spitzer. Can you share a little bit about the work that you're doing with Father Spitzer and how people can get resources from him?
So the two websites to go on to get all of Father Spitzer's wonderful works is the Majus Center.
Yep.
And then also Credible Catholic. And Credible Catholic is basically, and Majus Center, it's the whole point of it is to show that faith and science are compatible. Again, as people forget, the university system was invented by the Catholic Church.
That's a fact.
Faith and science are compatible. Genetics was discovered by a monk. and the Big Bang Theory was from a priest, George Lemaître, who worked with Einstein. And so faith and science are always compatible. And we've lost that sense because our culture teaches us that that religion, faith, is you know, from the Middle Ages, and there's really no basis in science. And sure enough, we now, again, like I said earlier, we have the science that shows that the image on the Shroud of Turin is evidence of the resurrection. We have evidence that the 21st century miracles,
awesome,
or Eucharistic miracles, are truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity. These are 21st
awesome
century Eucharistic miracles. And so and evidence of the soul, mm-hmm, is through near-death experiences. And so all those modules and materials are
all
available on there, and he has a number of wonderful books. And so it's really something that's used for a resource. We're getting this out to the diocese so that our children are taught this, because our
excellent
children have not been taught the truth of faith and how faith and science are compatible. So that's why we're trying to get that out.
Awesome. Well, before we get into the issue about what, you know, the truth, you know, like we want to talk about the Eucharist, we want to talk about the fear of death, but this is a side question because so many of our listeners are concerned about, talk about science, what the heck is going on regarding COVID-19 and the vaccinations? And so many times we're scratching our heads saying, where's the science here? And then many mom and dads are concerned here in California that now the governor wants all children, whether they're in private school or public school, to be vaccinated. What's the truth about that? And can you give us the what we would call the risks and benefits of the vaccine?
So as in all things with science, science is an iterative process.
Mm-hmm.
A science will eventually get to the truth because we have a logical, rational universe, rational life-permitting universe. Mm-hmm. But it's a messy process because science involves a hypothesis and then creating an experiment. And then you have to observe. You have to observe the results. Well, are our powers of observation infallible? No. Do we have unconscious and conscious bias? So that's why you see how studies, you know, change. I mean, look at what science said about COVID at the beginning. We thought it was going to kill everybody. We thought that intubating people was a way to go. But we learned, no, that's not right. This is, you know, it's got to do something different. And now we have better treatments. So the same thing is true with what's going on now with the vaccinations. So vaccinations are important for those people that are at risk. Mm-hmm. 80% of the deaths of COVID-19 are in 80-year-olds.
Wow.
So only 20% of the deaths are in people that aren't 80 with multiple other conditions. And those 20% have risk factors that cause there. And obesity is one of them. That's where you hear about young, healthy people. It's because of obesity. And the reason obesity is in there is because obesity diminishes your immune system. And it's about your immune system. So when you look at children, the truth is...
What is the truth?
So in children, when H1N1, we lost about 400 children to H1N1 when that came around. For COVID-19, in 19 months, more than a year, we lost less than that number.
Wow.
So COVID-19 for children is less lethal than H1N1.
That's a fact. Oh my.
So, but no one hears this, and the children we've lost, you know, if they had cancer, those are the ones that have been dying with children. Is you know, the ones with cancer. The obesity issue, you know, it affects children, young adults as well. Other significant risk factors, cancer, like I said, immune disorders, congestive heart failure, congenital abnormal, all those. So again, for children, COVID is less lethal than H1N1. So in medicine, we have, as you and I were talking about earlier, we have what we call a risk-benefit ratio.
Yeah.
And so, for example, I use this example all the time. So appendicitis is a disease, as you all know, that will kill you if it's left untreated. So we perform surgery and give antibiotics. However, just the surgery itself, some people will die just in anesthesia or the surgery. Again, it's a small number. So there, the risk of dying of the surgical treatment is worth it because you're more likely going to die from the appendicitis. But with COVID, it's just the opposite. So there are going to be very few children that die. So like I had to do a review of deaths in children in New Jersey. There were 8 children that died of COVID in all of last year of COVID in New Jersey, 8 children. So we know that every treatment has, given someone an aspirin, given someone an antibiotic, has good effects and bad effects. And so we do this risk-benefit analysis. Well, it hasn't been done for children because, again, they're less likely to die from COVID. And we're concerned that because this is, you know, it's not really a vaccine, it's a biologic.
Right.
It's a novel. I mean, it's brilliant, and it definitely works in those who are at risk. You know, when you give the vaccine to those who have risk factors, it does help, and you know, prevents death. However, what we always forget about is natural immunity is always superior to that. And the way to explain that is that when you do a vaccination, this mRNA vaccine, it's just about the spike protein. And as we know, the spike protein mutates. And when the spike protein mutates, now your immune system may miss it. And so if it's going against that spike protein, which is now mutated, which the Delta variant has, that's why now people who have had the vaccine are getting the Delta variant, whereas people who have natural immunity are not getting the Delta variant. And that's because, again, your immune system is highly tuned over, you know, thousands of years to be very effective. And the way to describe it is it's very precise. So if the spike protein is the hat on a woman, mm-hmm. Your natural immune system looks for the hat, looks for the dress, looks for shoes, looks for a necklace. And so it's looking for many more things. So it's less likely to elude your immune system. And so whereas that's why we're seeing, and it's being reported all over the world now, that people who have been vaccinated are getting the Delta variant. And so the booster shots are, again, against the old spike protein. So it doesn't make sense. If we'll finish this,
yeah, let's
the break
because this is break. Interesting because yeah. So many of us are denying that we do have immunity, and I want to know why. Why is that too? You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Dr. Scott French is our guest. here filling in for Jesse. Stay with us, family. This will be very informative.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. I'm looking at my phone. Hey, people who want to text me, I'll give you my cell number, 661-972-7872. People are saying, wow, this is very informative. Thank you very much. Doctor, you were saying about immunity. When you get sick with the COVID-19, your body brings these antibodies and it's most effective. Can you continue? Because you were building up to a point you were wanting to make
right
here.
Right. So your immune system is actually built up of a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And antibodies are just a part of it. And in fact, with viruses, they're actually not the most important part of it. What's the most important part is your T cells. And we have what are called natural killer T cells. And we have other T cells that they have other immune cells that make the antibodies that are called the B cells. And so they direct the this whole cascade. So it's not only the white cells, there's other factors, there's interferon, there's all sorts of things that you short circuit when you do this new novel thing. Because in the past, what we would do is we would take like the COVID virus and you would attenuate it such that it can't really replicate. Mm-hmm. And that would allow your immune system to really attack all different parts of it. And so we're really kind of short-circuiting the whole immune system, which was, again, has evolved to be very effective against viruses and bacteria, et cetera. And so that's why natural immunity is better. There's estimates from either 100 to 200 million people that have had and recovered from the coronavirus. And so those people shouldn't need to take the vaccine. The only exceptions would be those that people that have like cancer or autoimmune diseases or things like that, that have other risk factors because their immunity degrades. And that's why in older folks, there's a problem with their immunity because as we age, you know, second law of thermodynamics is what we call entropy, which is what we call aging.
Yes.
your immune system degrades. And that's why children do so well because their immune system is hot to trot. It's ready. It's out there. And so they get a bunch of vaccines that are attenuated viruses. So their T cells are amped up. And what happens is not only is it more effective and it orchestrates the entire cascade of this wonderful immune system, what also it does is it produces what are called memory cells. And in the cases of T cell memory cells, they can last a lifetime.
Wow.
So it lasts longer and is more effective. And so, again, the benefit of the vaccine in children, because there's low deaths, is not really there. But then what we're really worried about with children in particular is autoimmune disorders. So we have a lot of autoimmune disorders like multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis. And what it is that's the immune system turning on its own, on itself, right? It's turning on our own cells. So our immune system also takes out cancer cells. So when the cell goes abnormal, your immune system takes it out. And so that's why people, when they lose their immunity, have more cancers. That's why as you age, you have more cancers because you're producing, you know, cancer cells. But what happens, your immune system takes it out. Well, when your immune system isn't working right, those cancer cells are allowed to proliferate.
Well, you just make too much sense. You must have a PhD in common sense. It ain't that common. But here's the bottom line for mom and dad listening to you. It doesn't sound like with the risk benefit for children that the risk is way too great and the benefit is really small because the children, when you talk about New Jersey, only 14 children for the whole year.
Eight children. Yeah.
That, I don't want to use the word minute, but it's a small amount of compared to the millions of children in New Jersey. It just seems like this is what I told my listeners. Take your kids out of school if you're in California, because this, if they're going to mandate this vaccine for the children, especially when it's experimental, it's emergency. You know, we don't really know if I'm saying something out of truth that's not true. Correct me. We don't know truly what effects this could have on the next 60, 70 years of these children's lives.
Yeah, let me explain that. So again, there's not only these autoimmune disorders, there's also what's called antibody-dependent enhancement, which we've seen in certain viruses, and coronavirus is one of them, just also like Ebola. And that's why a lot of these vaccines were not able to be developed for these diseases, because what happens is it initially the vaccination helps, but over time it can hurt. And that's what a lot of people are concerned about, again, like we said, for children, because they may develop when you're 80 years old, you're not going to develop this because, you know, the natural lifespan, you're going to die before you could develop something like this. But when you're giving it to a 12-year-old, they have 70 years of, and so back to the whole thing about autoimmune disorders. So let's take multiple sclerosis. It's gone back and forth for years what the trigger is. But the latest one is that it's probably due to Epstein-Barr virus. And what happens is that the virus infects or the protein, you know, the spike protein from a coronavirus could alter a cell. And now your immune system say, hey, this cell is abnormal. I got to attack it. And that's what we're worried about in children. That's where the risk is just not worth the benefit. You know, there's not many children dying that are healthy. If yet they have risk factors, absolutely. But if they don't, the harm is greater than the benefit. So the risk benefit ratio is not there. And we have better treatments now too. You know, there's all these new treatments that have come out that can arrest and have really reduced the death rate. So there's really no point in doing it for children, for sure.
Great. Yeah. We're going to have a second hour, folks, just to let you know. The Terry and Jesse Show is followed by the Bible with the Barbers. Because my wife is under the weather, I decided to ask the good doctor if he could stay a second hour to continue his teachings on, which are the Catholic Church teachings on the Holy Eucharist. If you're not going to get it on your station, then just go to our website, vmpr.org, download the free app, so you'll continue the second hour. That's basically the best way to do it, vmpr.org. And get the free app, and you'll get to the second hour. Doc, thanks for answering that question, because I know Mom and Dad are very concerned, especially here in California. It just concerns me, because I have grandchildren also that are not going to they're not going to do it. They're going to pull the kids out of school, and I think that's the option. You got homeschooling, and possibly other states in the union that are, you know, not making it mandatory.
And the thing that concerns me, as we were talking about the truth,
sure,
is that Dr. Fauci has been asked this question about natural immunity.
Yeah.
The Surgeon General, Dr. Murthy, has been asked about it, and they keep saying, we don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, again, you just pick up any standard textbook in medical school, and it'll tell you exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, but we don't know. I mean, so is this virus that much different from every other virus? I mean, we really don't know. And again, the studies are showing so far that people that have had it do well. And the problem is some of the people, again, a high percentage, up to 40% of people don't even realize they had COVID. And so if they get the vaccine, there's a possibility of them having a complication with the vaccine if they've already had COVID. And there's already been reports of that.
Ouch.
There's this issue about the VAERS reporting system is, you know, it's not up to date with what's going on. And people have been injured. I know some physicians who have been injured, you know, so there are injuries. So again, there is a risk to taking the vaccine. So the benefit must be greater. And in children, it's just the evidence isn't there.
Thanks for your take on that. Doctor, let's move on, if we can, from that truth about the vaccine to the truth about our Catholic faith in regards to the Holy, unless you want to keep going on a little bit on the fear of death, but the Holy Eucharist, to me, is the source and summit of the Christian life. And you have a very good presentation. And not only that, your own witness and your own life, how the Holy Eucharist, in the sense of the real presence, touched you personally.
Well, yeah, and I want to do that, but I first want to really talk about this fear of death.
Okay.
Because what is happening to our children is that because of the extreme lockdowns, we're seeing, because as an ER physician, we're the ones that see the suicide attempts and the drug overdose.
Oh, yeah.
So year over year, so in the last year from 2019 to 2020, mm-hmm. our young people have had a 25%
incredible.
Increase in suicides.
Sad.
A month after the lockdowns were put in, again, we did
it because
we thought it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
The national suicide hotline, the calls went up 900%.
Just the facts.
And now we're just seeing the results of that.
Wow.
35% increase in drug overdoses. So in every other pandemic, what you do is you isolate the vulnerable, which again would not be young children.
Right.
You isolate the vulnerable.
Yes.
And so we've got to get back to one size does not fit all. Medicine is between you and your doctor, not dear leader. It's just
exactly. We
can't do it this way. And it's just very disturbing that we have national health leaders not answering the question about the truth about natural immunity. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, so, thank you for doing that. And this the truth what sets us free.
Yes.
And we need to know that. And I won't go into why I think all this is going on, but I will say this, that whenever we have confusion and we have people attacking each other, I think the devil is alive and well in this, and it's so much confusion going on that we need to just stay focused on what is the truth about whether it's the COVID-19, what is the truth about the Eucharist, what's the truth about the fear of death. All of this it's the truth. What is the truth? Because that's what sets us free.
Right.
One more time about your website, because I want people to...
CrediblCatholic.com and MajaCenter.com. And this information is on there. But
awesome.
That's, yep.
So. I love it. We come back more with Dr. Scott French here on the Virgin Most Powerful Radio, the Terry and Jesse Show. Remember, the second hour, you have to get our app by going to vmpr.org and downloading the app to hear the second hour. We talk about the Holy Eucharist. Hey, I'm too blessed again to be stressed. Let's be back. Family, stay with us.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back. Indeed, we have Dr. Scott French here. Again, the second time we've had him on. Third time, actually, with people loving his information that he's giving. Dr. Scott, what about the fear of death? And you've talked about suicides being way up with this COVID-19. And, you know, what can we do about this fear of death?
So, yeah, and again, when we talk about, you know, a 25% increase,
yeah.
These are real people. These aren't just statistics. And I see those every day in the ER. And I'm particularly not fond of suicide because my dad committed suicide when I was 12.
Yeah.
And so I come from a poor family. He felt, you know, desperate and lost and committed suicide. And I don't like seeing 9-year-old children in my ER with suicides.
Oh.
We got to stop this war on women and children. We just got to stop it.
Amen.
And all these things that we're being promoting are harming our children. You know, this lockdown, all this, you know, transgender, the suicide rate goes up like 400. Women that have an abortion, their suicide rate goes up 30%+. I mean, we're waging war on women and children right now. And yet we're supposedly trying to help people. It just doesn't add up. I mean, I'm fairly good at math. I don't see how that adds up, that we're helping. We're increasing deaths in children. We're increasing deaths in women. Because, you know, with abortion, it's not just the baby that dies, clearly, but the women have a much higher increase in suicides and drug overdoses and all this. So it's just the last decade has increased. And again, like last year, 25% increase in just 1 year. These are real people, real young people, our future, and we're killing them. It's just we got to start telling the truth in medicine.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's the fact. And again, helping people is what we do here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And especially when it comes to, as we said at the beginning of the show, life is short, eternity is forever. And many people don't understand the meaning and purpose of life. And so a lot of these things that come up, suicide, they're just really searching to stop the pain, from what I understand. Right. Or abortion is because I don't have alternatives. And I think that we, as Christians, we should be able to reach out to these folks with the gospel, with the good news of Christ, and give them that meaning, because when they see the big picture that they're loved by God, I'm convinced, doctor, you tell me I'm all wet, but I think so many people are so depressed, but they don't think they have any value in their life,
right.
And that's why they want to get out.
Right. Well, and they're not hearing the truth. So again, that's why we're blessed to live at this time, because we need to proclaim the truth. The truth is in short supply right now. And the good news is we have the truth. The Catholic Church has the truth. And the truth is a person.
Right.
The truth is Jesus Christ. And, you know, we live in this relativism era where, you know, my truth is my truth, your truth is your truth. I can decide what gender I am, all those sorts of things. Well, we got to get to the truth. You know, science proves that, you know, you're either male or female. There's no in between. So that's we have to get back to the truth. And so what's fascinating is the Bible shows us what relativism is. And that's what that, you know. So it's actually in John 18, you know, when Pontius Pilate is interrogating Jesus, he says, you know, so are you a king? And he asks, why are you here? He says, for this I was born, and for this I came into the world, so that it should offer testimony to the truth. That's John 18, 37. Then Pilate says to him, quid est veritas? Mm-hmm. What is truth? Well, that's the birth of relativism.
Yep.
Because relativism's credo is it's absolutely true that there is no absolute truth, right? So it's self-contradictory, right?
Right.
So that's where, hey, your truth is your truth, my truth is my truth, and they couldn't be further from the truth. There is truth. There either is a God or there wasn't.
Nope.
There either was a resurrection or there wasn't. There, you know, there either the real body, blood presence in the Eucharist or there isn't.
Sure.
And so look at the evidence and let's go through this. Let's have a scientific debate. I mean, it takes faith, but also we live in a rational universe. Things follow natural laws. Viruses follow natural law. Viruses mutate to be more infective. That's a natural law. I don't see that violated. And that's what's happened with the Delta virus. Everything follows natural laws. So if we understand the natural laws, we know where to go.
Doctor, let me just give you, we got 5 minutes left before our second show. But I want to ask you, we see statistically the virus is getting weaker and weaker, and fewer people are going into the hospital, fewer people are being diagnosed with COVID-19. If you were guessing, and it's just a guess, are we at the end of this, or are we going to have round three, round four? What do you see in the future with COVID-19?
Well, like I said, the coronavirus, the one that wasn't manipulated, the ones that were, you know, naturally circulating, were always mutate to, because viruses can't survive on their own. They have to invade a host, and so they have to take over the host. So like Ebola kills 100% of the people it infects. So it's very easy to contain because everyone that carries it dies and the virus can't propagate. Whereas the common cold, you know, every year, 360 million people get infected with the common cold, mm-hmm. and very few die. Same with influenza. So eventually what's going to happen is coronavirus is going to do the same thing. Because again, if it's too lethal, then it goes away. And so we've already seen in children, it's not that lethal. So it's going to stay around and it's going to get more infective, just like we've seen with the Delta variant and these other variants.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to become less and less lethal.
Got it.
So that's what's going to happen. And again, we have better treatments over time. We develop better treatments and stuff. So we know who needs to be vaccinated, who doesn't, and we know how to treat, and we know how to treat early. So those things will all come true. And again, we just need to be more honest about what's the best thing to do. And it should be, you know, back to individual between you and your doctor about whether you should get the vaccine or not, and not impose it. I mean, that's what happened with the Nuremberg trials.
Yes.
Is that, I mean, what we're doing, how is that different from what happened in Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union and Communist China?
Yep.
And North Korea?
Great question.
The same thing.
Now, we're going to take a second hour after a quick break in a few minutes, Doc. Can you tease our listeners about what you're going to share about the Holy Eucharist that will want to keep them to go to vmpr.org, get the app, because those who are on AM stations probably won't hear this second hour on the Holy Eucharist. Tell us what you're going to present in the next hour on the Bible with the Barbers.
So we're going to talk about the four 21st century Eucharistic miracles that science has evidence truly is the real mm-hmm. presence of Jesus Christ. And what's really amazing is connected to the Shroud of Turin.
Wow. Oh, I love hearing that. So let's see the connection between the Shroud of Turin and like Miracle of Lanciano in Italy. And are you also going to share with us the type of blood that's in the Miracle of Lanciano and on other, in other words, the connections with the Shroud, too? I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, they all have type AB blood. So through time and space.
Yes.
So like I say when I give these talks is, yeah, it's possible space aliens did this. But other than that, the answer is probably God.
Yeah.
But we'll get into all that because it's amazing.
Awesome.
How there's so much modern day scientific evidence.
And a lot of these resources are on the website. Again, give us for the third time.
Modjus Center and CredibleCatholic.com. ModjusCenter.com and CredibleCatholic.
Father Spitzer's group, you work with him. And so that would be great if you can do that, folks. And when we come back after this show, we're going to have the Bible with the Barbers with Dr. Scott French. We're going to cover that. I also want to remind everybody that you can support the show by going to CatholicRC.org. Also, that's our mother website. Has lots of resources there for downloads of Catholic programming. Also, I want to throw out to everybody that we are going to be having a spiritual warfare conference in January. I'll be giving everybody the date probably on Monday, but we have some big surprises coming up with the speakers that are coming. I can't say it yet, but it's going to be somebody that everybody is going to want to hear here at the spiritual warfare conference we do each year in January. Also, I want to thank everybody for the last month's donations that people gave to us here at vmpr.org. We appreciate what you've done. Any of those monthly donors, $25 or more, what you get is free downloads of all kinds of Catholic programming so that you're a high information Catholic. If you want to just make a one-time donation, you can do it on vmpr.org, or you can call us at 877-526-2151 and make a donation there. It's all tax deductible. And from what I can tell, all the texts that I'm getting, people are listening and saying, wow, this guy, Dr. Scott French, is high information. Wait till you hear these Eucharistic miracles and the tie-in with the Shroud of Turin. And again, you want to hear more? What you have to do is go to vmpr.org, download the free app. That's that app you can put on your phone, or you can listen to it on the website on your computer. Go to vmpr.org to listen to the second hour with Dr. Scott French. And Doc, we have an extra couple minutes. With Father Spitzer, you're on his board. Is that correct with the Spitzer, Father
yes.
Spitzer's?
Yes, I am. Uh-huh.
Okay, and again, that website that you're giving, not only is there information, aren't there books of Father Spitzer and other material people can purchase?
Yes, he's actually just has a third book coming out. He's put out three new books that are timely for this time. The Daily Satan in Our Daily Lives. You know, how to fight evil. It's just, it's phenomenal. It just, the timing was perfect. And so, the third book of that trilogy was due out in September, and I think it's coming out now in October. So, so you can get all that information at ModjusCenter.com.
Awesome.
Or CredibleCatholic.com is the teaching resources for students, both, in Spanish and English.
Awesome. So. Also, when we come back with the Bible with the Barbers, we're going to talk about some of the wonders of the Mass, the Holy Eucharist, about the lives of the saints. All this is going to be very informative, and it will inspire you to love Jesus Christ and the Holy Eucharist. And I want to just recommend again, if it's been a long time since you've been to confession, get the confession. We have them here at the Sacred Heart Chapel, Saturday afternoons, 3:30 to 5, and on Sunday mornings before the 7:30 Mass, and in between the 9 a.m. Mass. Get the confession. It's good for the soul. I would ask Jesse this question. What state should we be living in? Hey, state of grace. And how do we stay in state of grace? By staying close to Jesus in the sacrament. And again, the Holy Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life. That's what we're going to talk about. Eucharistic miracles, the Shroud of Turin, much more to inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his bride and the church. Thanks for listening. And the second hour, go to vmpr.org. Pick up our free app. That's the way you can hear the second hour. May God richly bless you.